President Václav Klaus caused dismay in the gay community on Thursday when he vetoed a law on registered partnerships for gay couples recently approved by the Czech parliament. Mr. Klaus said his long-term opposition to gay marriage remained unchanged. The bill now goes back to parliament, where MPs must vote on whether to override Mr. Klaus's veto. Rob Cameron has more.
Earlier this year, it looked as if the Czech Republic was about to become Europe's first post-communist country to legalise gay marriage. The legislation, apparently with the backing of public opinion, had been approved by the upper and lower houses of parliament and was waiting for the president's signature. But after deliberating for several weeks, Václav Klaus announced he was exercising his right of veto and sending the bill back to parliament.
Jednotlivé paragrafy zákona nepřípustně kopírují uspořádání.
Mr. Klaus said he remained firmly opposed to the idea of registered partnerships for gay couples, but he said his decision to veto it partly stemmed from the fact that just 86 MPs had voted in favour out of 147 present at the time. That logic has angered gay rights activists, including Tereza Kodichkova, spokesperson of the Gay and Lesbian League.
The difference was at least 10 votes, if I remember correctly, which is a fair majority. Plus, if this is what the Constitution says, what is necessary for a bill to be passed? And it did. So what an argument is it? And third, there were bills that he has signed previously, which passed by one vote. So why would it be insufficient in this case?
Under the proposed law, same-sex couples would have the right to officially register and terminate their relationship. Gay couples would also have access to information on the health of their partner. They would be able to raise, but not adopt, children. The bill now goes back to Parliament, where the governing Social Democrats must find 101 votes to override the President's veto. The outcome of that vote is unclear. The Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, has pledged to muster the support of all 70 Social Democrat MPs, but several have indicated they'll vote against. He could most likely rely on the 10 votes of coalition partners the Freedom Union. But to guarantee the bill's passage, he needs the support of the opposition Communist Party. They have criticised Mr. Klaus's veto, but that in itself is no guarantee they will vote to override it.
Rob Cameron there. Thanks, Rob.